This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Construction begins today on a diverging diamond interchange at Stadium Boulevard and Interstate 70. Columbia will be the first city in mid-Missouri to test a new kind of traffic interchange. The new interchange will direct motorists on Stadium, entering the interchange, to the opposite side of the roadway. Those going to the interstate will turn left on the ramp, avoiding more lights or crossing traffic. Construction is scheduled for completion in the fall of 2014. Area engineer Mike Shoup says motorists will see delays throughout the construction period.
Most of the work that will be taking place will be taking place at night to minimize traffic delays. There will be traffic delays. We do know that because, you know, with any construction project, things are different.
The project will also widen Stadium Boulevard from north of I-70 to Broadway and widen Bernadette Drive from Nip Street to Beverly Drive. Spring break has arrived for Missouri lawmakers. As Marshall Griffin tells us, they'll have plenty of items on their plate when they return to work on March 25th.
Among the House's priorities, debate and vote on the state budget, which still does not include Medicaid expansion. Speaker Tim Jones says, in his opinion, health care is not a right.
I think it is something that the state should take upon as an obligation if they're able to do so, and the emphasis has to be on providing health care to the disabled, to children, and to seniors, not to able-bodied adults.
Jones says the House will also focus on passing a bond issue for university and state building projects and will take up efforts to restore caps on medical malpractice lawsuits. The Senate's second-half agenda also includes the state budget, along with bills that would modify or eliminate the prevailing wage for construction projects. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Health officials are investigating the cause of an outbreak of illnesses during a recent gathering of the Missouri Coroners and Medical Examiners Association. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 40 to 50 members of the group became ill during a three-day conference at a Jefferson City hotel. About 100 members of the association attended the conference. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and Cole County Health Department are investigating the cause of the illnesses. People attending the conference began complaining of a dry throat and several developed a high fever. Samples collected at the hotel are being tested by disease and environmental specialists at a health department laboratory. Attendees who have fallen ill are also being asked to fill out a survey. A joint newspaper investigation shows the Missouri Department of Social Services' practice of releasing information after the deaths or near deaths of children has come to an abrupt, unexplained halt. After high-profile tragedies a decade ago, the state system charged with protecting children began releasing records previously closed to the public. But the Springfield News Leader and the Kansas City Star reported that the openness ended in June after a 10-year-old girl was freed from a Kansas City closet weighing 32 pounds. Department officials declined to talk about the case, but court records show the girl was hospitalized as a 4-year-old because she was already underweight. Soon after the mother regained custody, the girl dropped out of sight. DSS said in a statement that it upholds its mission to protect children. The Missouri Senate has passed an unusually large number of tax cuts, credits, deductions, and increases at the midway mark of the legislative session. The bottom line could be a net gain in state revenues if all the proposed changes become law. A calculation prepared for the Associated Press by former legislative tax analyst Brian Schmidt shows that Missouri may reap $355 million in 2016 that will gradually decrease to $118 million by 2019. The driving force for the tax gain is a proposed sales tax dedicated to transportation. Other government services that rely heavily on general tax revenues, including schools, prisons, and mental health centers, could be left competing for a share of a smaller pool of money as a result of numerous income tax reductions. Agriculture officials want to recognize more Missouri farms that have been in the same family for at least 100 years. More than 8,000 century farms have been honored since Missouri began the program in 1976 as part of the nation's bicentennial celebration. The University of Missouri Extension says farms that have been in the same family since December 31, 1913 can receive distinction. Applications must be postmarked by May 15th. To qualify, the line of ownership from the original settler or buyer may be through children, grandchildren, siblings, or nephews or nieces through marriage or adoption. Farms must be at least 40 acres of the original land acquisition and contribute financially to the overall farm income. Sponsors include the Extension, the University's College of Agriculture, and the Missouri Farm Bureau. Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik has given an excellent rating to the Office of Former Secretary of State Robin Carnahan. Carnahan's term ended in January, and the state auditor routinely reviews offices when executives leave. Schweik's report found no problems with the office's oversight of significant financial functions, no legal violations, and nothing lacking in its management procedures. The excellent rating is the highest available on Schweik's four-level assessment chart. Schweik is a Republican and Carnahan is a Democrat. She did not seek re-election last year and was succeeded by Democratic Secretary of State Jason Kander. The Missouri Department of Conservation has set the date for the fifth annual Trash Bash at the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi Rivers. The trash cleanup will start at 8:30 a.m. on March 23rd at four sites, three in St. Louis and one in Granite City, Illinois. Conservation officials expect about 1,000 people to take part. They say past cleanups have removed a combined 79 tons of trash and scrap and nearly 2,000 tires from the two rivers. Prizes will be awarded to the volunteers who haul out the weirdest, largest, and most expensive pieces of trash. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.